I remember at mine and Christy's wedding that the groom's cake was licked bone dry before Christy or I had a chance to get over to it. We even have this one picture of my grandmother and my uncle who are hovering over the cake platter, not even using plates, but just diving in with their forks. Well, today in our text, something similar but with far greater consequences happens. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. At the beginning of John chapter 2, we find Jesus and his disciples and his mother at a wedding. Wedding in those days were a big event, like they are in our day, but they were handled just a bit differently. The groom and all of his buddies would launch a huge parade down the street of the bride's house. They would whisk the bride and all of her attendants away back to the groom's house, where a week-long party would take place, with friends and family coming and going all week long to enjoy all the festivities. So Jesus and his disciples are there, enjoying the marriage of what would most likely be a family member or a close friend, when all of a sudden, Mary runs up to Jesus and says, "They've run out of wine," insinuating that Jesus should do something and do it quickly. Well, at a first century Jewish wedding, this was a big deal. This would bring shame on the groom and the groom's family. In fact, the offense was so great that the bride's family could even file a lawsuit against the groom for embarrassment and not being able to provide for the bride. So this was not a minor hiccup in the party, but a severe tragedy in the making. This was dramatic. But why does Mary run up to Jesus and ask him to do something? Well, Mary may have been part of the catering crew helping serve. And by this time in Jesus' life, his father has probably died, and Mary has naturally been dependent upon her oldest son in times just like this. And then Jesus says this: "What does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." Well, this idea of the hour is going to be a recurring theme throughout the Gospel of John. We're going to see it in John 7 and John 8, chapter 12, chapter 17. So what does John mean when he speaks about this hour? Well, Jesus is speaking of the full revelation of his glory being displayed in his crucifixion and resurrection. It was not the right time according to the Father's plan for that to happen. And Jesus was not willing to negotiate or compromise that plan, not even for his mother. So here we have God the Son perfectly obeying God the Father, staying with the Father's perfect plan of redemption, his mind and heart resolute on being about the Father's business, even above his earthly mother's wishes. And so one lesson we learn in this unfolding drama is that our commitment to Christ should be the strongest commitment we have on this earth. This is what Jesus means when he says in Luke chapter 14, verse 26, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, and yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." Today, please pray for Boris Lebedev and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Kodokole LifeWord broadcast in Togo, Ghana, and Benin.